Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We're joined right now by our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
We're doing good here. Mm-hmm. We've been having a little bit of issues. Well, we haven't. CBS News has been having some issues, so we've been getting going a little bit early. Appreciate you being able to join us. We know we got some flurries coming today. What is it looking like on your end from what you're seeing?
Yeah, still some scattered flurries, a couple snow showers, but to get into the accumulating snows with this system, going to be more down to the kind of Baraboo, Oshkosh, kind of Green Bay, southeast of that line, where you start to get in some of the snow accumulations of a couple inches or a bit more that direction. But for us, just a cloudy sky and still some warmer temperatures for today, and then a little noted drop in those temps coming up tonight into Friday before we warm back up this weekend. With temperatures holding steady from around the mid-30s today, north winds 10 to 15 tonight. Some lingering clouds, some clearing late, low at about 16 with a northwest wind 10 to 20. And then a mix of clouds and sun Friday, mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 15, and then back to 10 Friday night. And then back to some sun Saturday, 42 with southwest winds 10 to 20. 22 Saturday night, and then 40 on Sunday. Still some more highs in the 40s Monday and Tuesday of next week, so still a pretty mild stretch through the middle of next week looking ahead here. I'm meteorologist Paul Frommley.
Take these warmer temps while we can get them.
Paul's my new best friend right now.
Yeah, Paul, you are all of our new best friend, yes. Appreciate you, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, sounds like a plan.
You have a good one. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always good catching up with Paul. And happy Friday Eve, everybody. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Seth and James here. We're getting you ready for not only Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit, but at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, our Pet of the Week from our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. A big shout out to the Collar Club, sponsoring the segment this week.
Yes, indeed.
It is. We have done some research. Seth and I, we work tirelessly at this, and we have found that the Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Yes,
turns out.
Breaking news.
Yep. I from what I'm reading here, these Kansas City Chiefs and these Philadelphia Eagles are going to be facing off this Sunday. The pregame for that just started just now, actually. The pregame coverage.
Yes, it did. It just started.
Every year, it gets longer and longer. Seth and I are going to get into a couple of Super Bowl topics today. We've got some quick hits about the game, the five best Super Bowl plays of all time.
Ooh, okay.
I want to get it. Maybe talk national anthem a little bit later if we have time.
Okay.
But right now we're going to talk eight crazy Super Bowl prop bets.
Oh, dear.
I looked up a couple, and we've got a couple here that we're going to get into. But one that I have yet to see that I want Vegas to do so bad is how long the pregame coverage is of the Super Bowl for, like, the hosting station. This year it's on Fox. So I gathered that it'll probably start about 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it'll at least. And I mean on Saturday. Saturday it will start at 7 a.m.
It'll just be the first 4 hours will just be like a wide shot of the field. That's it. Nothing going on.
One interesting thing, a handful of the people that I look up to and I like to follow in sports, Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, Dan Le Batard, Bomani Jones, some of these guys. You hear them, these are guys who have all been to multiple Super Bowls, and you hear them and other people talk about going to the game, and it's the worst football game of the year. Because it's always in a host city. Mm-hmm. More and more, the only people going are either diehard fans of those teams or, like this year, Arizonans who are in Arizona.
Yeah, right.
And not always traditional, like, football fans. Mm-hmm. So they're going there for the pomp and circumstance. Mm-hmm. And it's really not really about the game. And most people want to watch this game at home. It's weird that as the games become more and more important, the playoffs, the AFC-NFC championship games, and, of course, the Super Bowl, you have less of this. You have less of a football atmosphere. You have more of an intenseness and a pomp and circumstance, which is interesting.
Well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday about sports being entertainment, and this is becoming more and more at least before the game starts and after the game, too. It's more about entertainment, which, although I'm trying to figure out who wants to watch all of the pregame stuff they do.
Yeah.
Like sit through that entire thing. Wow. I can't think of, like, I know, football fans, not necessarily, they want to watch the game, right?
Yeah.
They're interested in the game. people who like watching, you know, the, stuff that goes along, the ancillary stuff, do they really want to watch 4 hours of that, though? I mean, that seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, I mean, especially when ABC, yeah, ABC, because ABC is owned by Disney, and Disney, yep, you know, that's their wheelhouse. They,
right,
like,
exactly,
they like the feel good story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know what the third offensive lineman's, like, you know, life story.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean here, yeah, or anything, but I think to add to your point. If we want to know about our favorite players,
yeah,
we tend to do that homework ourselves,
exactly,
nowadays.
Exactly, yeah.
Back in the day, it made sense. We didn't have the internet. Not everybody, mm-hmm, was on social media, all this. If I wanted to learn about Patrick Mahomes, it helped to have Terry Bradshaw interview him or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Now, I know more about Patrick Mahomes than I need to know.
Exactly.
He's my favorite player, and I know way more than I need to know about that man. I don't know. There's so much money involved in this, and the answer,
yeah,
to all your questions, as Don Allmire tell you, is money. And so that's where this isn't going to stop,
yep,
anytime soon. But I
you
would like
see,
to see that prop bet.
You can see Patrick Mahomes' jersey at the Football Hall of Fame right now.
Oh, can you? Really?
Yes, you can. It's up in the jersey, and it's really cool.
It was over 15, 20 years ago when I was there, and I can't imagine how much it's grown. I got
to
get over that.
That's why I'm trying to get you to go there. That's why I,
yes,
said that. I want you to go
job
to the. It's great. It's really
job
cool.
It's not even that far.
It's not.
You know, it's not that far.
No, it's not.
And my aunt and uncle who took me there, they lived in Cleveland at the time,
mm-hmm,
so we went from Cleveland to there, and I don't remember it being a long trip.
It's like an hour, I think.
Okay.
An hour, maybe hour and a half. Yeah.
It was like going to Madison from here or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Remember. It's not a bad trip, no.
I encourage people to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been. It's the only Hall of Fame I've been to, but it's a cool one.
It is very cool.
Taking a look at some of these prop bets you can actually place and what are the best odds are.
Jeez.
The length of the national anthem. This is a famous one of the oldest prop bets there are. Will it be over 2 minutes and 5 seconds or under? Over is the safer bet at about 57.
Makes sense.
We're going to actually get into, maybe if we don't have time today, we'll do it tomorrow, the best national anthems.
Okay. Time. Yeah, sure.
There's some great ones. I think Whitney Houston, obviously, is the most famous
one. That's one of the most famous ones, for sure. Yeah.
And there's the artist Her did it on the guitar 1 year, and I think Carlos Santana did 1 year, too.
If I remember correctly.
Just don't remember if it was for the Super Bowl or not.
Yeah, I remember him doing it at some point for that, but, you know, personally, the whole national anthem thing, if it's not like a barbershop quartet,
yeah,
or like a brass band. Those are like my two favorites to do the national anthem. So
nice.
If it's not that, I'm like, whatever, you know.
Chris Stapleton will be performing the national anthem ahead of the game.
Okay.
So not known for, kind of dragging him out or anything like that.
Mm.
So that should be interesting.
I want to see someone do it like right on the 2 minute, 5 second mark.
Yes,
that'd be,
yes,
awesome.
57% believe that the safe bet is under 2 minutes. Under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
All right.
Length of the word brave in the national anthem. Because you always got home of the brave.
Yeah, the very end. Yeah.
The
yeah.
Brave.
Yeah. Got to hold it out.
Will it be over 5 seconds or under? Over is about 67% likely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
I'm taking that bet.
I'm
taking,
yeah,
that one.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a stronger, a scoring drive that's shorter than the national anthem? I like this one. The odds makers say yes.
Yes.
It's a little over 64% likely.
Well, consider the two quarterbacks,
yep,
playing in this game. They're big play guys. Yeah, I say for sure you're going to get a couple of scoring drives that are going to be real quick.
Telling you, it's going to be interesting. Will a player record an octopus? Do you even know what an octopus is?
I have no idea.
It's when the same player who scores a touchdown also scores the two-point conversion. 8 points, octopus.
Octopus, that's the terrible name for that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They need to come up with something better. But that's kind of cool. I like that. The concept, though. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. The answer is no. It's 93% likely that this won't happen.
Really?
Yeah. Complete side note, going down a different rabbit hole. When I was a kid, I was a leadoff hitter. And
mm-hmm.
I remember I had a hit, and then I had the last hit of the inning. and then I had the first out of the next inning playing left field. And I always thought that should be like a no, I'm sorry, I had it reverse. You make the first, the last out of the inning, and then you're the first batter up, and yep, you have a hit right away.
That should be a thing.
That should be a thing, right?
I agree. We need to come up with a name for that.
It happens a lot.
Yeah,
it happens a lot more. I don't know the average of it,
yeah,
or anything.
Right.
Maybe only 20-30%, but enough to where you would think it's baseball. They have a name for everything in
basically
baseball, you know? Basketball has their, things, and so does hockey,
yep,
you know. Hockey, you have a hat trick.
You have a hat trick.
And so everything has that stuff.
You got your triple-double, you know, kind of thing, yeah.
Baseball's already got plenty.
Yeah.
They don't need,
you know, don't need to add any.
They got the cycle and all but
you need to do something with the octopus name. That's terrible. Just come up with
little,
something better.
Yeah, a little. And it's a no. 93% say it's likely that it won't happen. So
yeah.
I don't know if I'd take that one. Will both Jason and Travis Kelce score a touchdown? You can win big money betting on this because the chances are less than 1%.
Wow.
Jason is the center for the Eagles, so he's not really an eligible receiver. He'd basically have to pick up a fumble,
yep,
and run it in the end zone to score a touchdown.
Exactly.
So that is very unlikely.
Because I don't think the center, I mean, and he's not going to be an eligible receiver like goal line kind of thing either, because
no,
he's the center. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Rihanna. What song, you know, she's got a birthday coming up. Got a birthday coming up, just to let everybody know.
As does James J. Maloff.
Yeah. What song will Rihanna sing first in her halftime show? Don't Stop the Music has the best odds at 25%.
Okay.
I'm more curious of how many guest stars will be. Is she going to be a little more like a Lady Gaga or Beyonce, where there's not a whole lot of guest stars?
Mm-hmm.
Or a little more like last year, where we had like guest star upon guest star upon guest star?
Like, everyone showed up, yeah.
Yeah. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious to see how her nerves and all that are too. She hasn't performed live in like 4 or 5 years.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that. Wow.
So I'm very curious to see how she doesn't need this. Like,
not really.
This is a weird thing about this. Like most acts, like than your U2s or Beyoncés, mm-hmm, and some of these acts we've had in the past. Sometimes it's about kind of, you know, keeping that flame going, like The Weeknd or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Rihanna hasn't performed live for quite some time, for one, because she's a mother and she's an entrepreneur who is literally a billionaire. Like, this woman don't need this. Like, she could retire and never do anything in the public eye again and be perfectly fine. Generational wealth. She has been incredibly smart with her career.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, it's a big one. It's the one that if I'm an act, if I'm a musician, this Carnegie Hall, I mean, I know that used to mean a lot. I guess it probably doesn't as much anymore as I say it out loud. Madison Square Garden, I'm sure, is still a big one to play. There's some big venues. The Red Rocks. Red Rocks, I hear from a lot of musicians, especially as you get longer in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you want to hit.
Yep.
But playing the Super Bowl, man, I mean, that's the biggest game there's ever going to be.
Right.
As far as an act goes.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to have a bigger audience than that.
No.
I don't care if you're the biggest act in the – literally the biggest act in the world.
Right.
You're never going to have a bigger audience.
Nope.
What color eyeshadow Rihanna will wear?
Huh? Okay.
The odds say clear or none at 71%.
Okay. All right.
I'll take that bet. I bet she's going to have some color.
Okay.
If anything, that's in that. Actually, I would think that's because she's probably going to change costumes.
You'd think.
And she may change the makeup with those costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have better odds than you realize on that one. What will Eagles QB Jalen Hurts throw first, a touchdown or an interception? If you're a Philly fan, good news. It's 73% likely that he'll throw a TD.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen is dealing with a bum shoulder.
Right.
So that part, you know, may play into it a little bit. But he's also had 2 weeks to heal. And honestly, Philly hasn't been tested in these playoffs. I mean, they haven't really had to.
They've kind of rolled.
Yeah. Literally in some ways because they've been rolling on that kid's legs in a lot of ways.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And which Anheuser-Busch product will get the first commercial? Got to go with the classic at 37%. Budweiser has the best odds. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer is the long shot at 12.5%. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Dear God.
Organic?
Just drink water.
It's water.
Just drink
with alcohol in it.
Just save yourself $3-4, whatever it is, and just buy yourself a glass. Just pour yourself a glass of water.
Bear with me. Bear with me here. I think they need to bring the Bud Bowl back, is what I think.
Yes. Yes.
The Bud Bowl needs to come back.
Yes. I'm with you on this. Oh, 1,000% I'm with you on this. I actually loved those
commercials. Oh, I did too.
Oh, did you? Okay. I didn't know.
I remember the first one because that was the first – because the first Super Bowl I think was the Bengals 49ers I remember, like 88 or whenever that was. But the thing I was more excited about was the Bud Bowl because that was the first Bud Bowl year, I think.
Yeah.
And oh, man. I was looking more about forward to those than the game when I was a kid. I thought they were great.
I want to send a big shout out. We don't do this nearly enough. A big shout out to Wikipedia. Yeah. Wikipedia is there for so many of us and so many times. Yep. And it actually is a very reputable source. You do need to back up things.
Of course, you got to check. Yeah.
But it's a great first source, I would say. The first Bud Bowl happened in 1989.
Okay.
Bob Costas and Paul McGuire were the announcers. Paul McGuire.
I love Paul McGuire. He was great.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was hilarious.
1990, Brett Musburger and Terry Bradshaw. The Bud Light coach was the impersonation of Bear Bryant.
Oh, my gosh.
the very next year, Keith Jackson, Don Meredith, and Chris Berman.
Oh, my gosh.
Then Chris Berman did it in 92. In 93, Ahmad Rashad and Karen Duffy did it.
Oh, wow.
Joe Namath was the coach of the Budweiser team, and Corbin Burns was the coach of the Bud Light team. In 1994, Marv Albert was the announcer.
The announcer, okay.
Mike Ditka was the coach of the Budweiser team, and Bum Phillips was the coach of the Bud Light team.
Bum Phillips, wow, blast from the past there.
Chris Berman did the 95 announcement, and then in 97, they took a year off there. In 97, Howie Long and Ronnie Lott did it, and that was the last time.
Oh, wow. Good 10 years they did that, just about. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it's been since 97 they did this.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This kind of threw me a little bit.
I just thought it was fun. They had a lot of fun with it, which I really enjoyed.
Well, and I mean, they're not coming up with new stuff. Just keep they bring out the Clydesdales every year. Why not?
Yeah.
And look, I'm not talking bad about that. I am a sucker for those commercials. I love Clydesdales. I think one of the most beautiful creatures under the sun is a Clydesdale. So, but come on, you bring out the same ad every. I'm imagining a horse is going to kick a football. You know, we're going to see that again.
Well, it's been about 20 some years. They'll be bringing it back eventually. I know they will. Because for nostalgia reasons or something. This coming at some point, the Bud Bowl will be back, I'll bet you.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Like everything else, you know, bell bottoms and, you know, permed hair and all that. Everything comes back. Let's get this out of the way, especially because those that don't care about the game, we've already lost.
Yeah.
We apologize. We're going to have birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit for everybody. But let's get this out of the way. Do you have a bet on the game? Do you have are you leaning one way or the other? Who you think is going to win?
Well,
I'm going to ask Terry tomorrow too.
Yeah, right.
Heads up to Terry, just so she knows she is mourning.
I kind of got a feeling I'm going with Philly, mostly because of their defense. But yeah, that's. You know, that's to me the thing.
I worry about Philly's Kansas City's offensive line with that Philly defense.
Yeah,
the Philadelphia defense has just been incredible.
It's been good
this year.
Really good.
They've been the offense worries me a little bit because they have not been tested as much.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that Philadelphia defense! It doesn't matter.
No.
They've got a couple of heavy hitters on that defense that I think are noteworthy. Certainly, Fletcher Cox is one of them. Hassan Reddick is a problem. Hassan Reddick is Micah Parsons. If I could start with any player in the NFL to start a defense, Micah Parsons I think is the consensus pick.
Okay,
but my gosh, Hassan Reddick has turned in the last couple of months has turned to a different motor, and he's basically like so many guys just kneel down. He's just standing there. Just standing like he's gonna waiting to cross the street or something, and just boom, he's gone.
That's got to be terrifying too. Yeah,
yeah. He's tall. He's just standing there, and he looks like a power forward. He doesn't look like he should be able to be that intimidating or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a problem. So to me, not only is it hard to pick against Philly, I wouldn't be surprised to see obviously Jalen Hurts. They go for the quarterback. Wouldn't be shocking to see Hassan Reddick or somebody on that defense be the player. of the game.
Yeah.
I say all that, yep. I'm taking Kansas City.
You are?
I'm taking Kansas City because I cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay. I see that. Even though he's got not – it's not a bum leg, but it's kind of a not great leg. It's going to limit his mobility a little bit. Yeah.
I will say that to me makes him even more dangerous.
Oh.
Because now he's not going to be able to rely on his legs as much. He's going to have to rely on that improv and that arm. And as we've all watched, that kid is a magician. And you're gonna tell me that you're gonna take away one of his weapons. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for this defense, and now he knows that okay, I can't count on my leg.
Right.
Got to count on my arm a little bit more.
Yep.
Let's go to work, people. Let's do this. I'll take Patrick Mahomes' arm over any defense outside of the 85 Bears.
Sure.
Homer. Take a break right here. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show with our birthdays and anniversary club coming up right here at WFHR. Oh, it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Nobody does it like we do.
That's right.
We encourage you to reach out to our friends at Misty's Menu when they're open. Now, just to real quickly let you know, they are going to be closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February, and they'll be doing the same thing the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. Mm-hmm. So while they're closed right now, we encourage you to, when they open their doors again on Friday,
yep,
to head on over there, get yourself some Misty's in your life. Mm-hmm. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids, open 6 to 2 tomorrow. Be sure to stop on over there. If you're celebrating a birthday, we'll let them know it's your birthday and get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Pie.
That's all we got to say is pie.
That's right.
And this, I mean, the head of the pie council sits with me all the time over here in Seth Hadbagger, and he recommends it.
It's getting to be known far and wide, too.
Yes.
I found out Chuck is starting to mention it in emails.
Nice. Perfect. Perfect. Yes. We will
actually have to make a pie council now because this doesn't really exist.
They may have to start reaching out to me like, hey, do you want to be a part of the pie council? Yeah. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Let's do a two today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Gina Lynn Heath.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Gina is the wife of one of my oldest friends, Brian Heath. Gina's awesome. She's great. Mm-hmm. A wonderful mom, wonderful wife. Great person. We wish you a great day, Gina. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers today, celebrating an anniversary. We have an anniversary couple winning a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they are Robert and Linda Garski celebrating their 38th anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two.
Big fans of these people. Make mm-hmm. no bones about it. Linda, I've mm-hmm. rambled about Linda on the air for many, many years.
Indeed.
And one of the greatest laughs you will ever hear in your life.
Yeah, that's right.
And Rob is a sneaky, funny, funny man. I've sit back and talked with him many times. Mm-hmm. Just a wonderful human being. Love them both. Wishing them both a fantastic anniversary. Happy 38th, you two. Enjoy your anniversary. And you're our qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to look. I don't think that they're, because they only go by fives on these things.
Yeah, they do,
so
basically.
The 35th anniversary used to be coral, and now it's jade. 40th is a ruby.
Okay.
So a coral ruby.
Coral, if you can figure that out. Yes.
Find that, Bob.
Yeah.
It should be fine. Happy anniversary to those mm-hmm. two. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Kelsey May is 24, country singer. She did a brief stint on The Voice. She auditioned for Loretta Lynn's You're Looking at a Country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not familiar with her, but sounds like an up-and-coming artist.
Yes, indeed.
The great Michael B. Jordan is 36, Creed star who also played Killmonger in Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of those guys that is just building more and more of a resume every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If there's a couple months to go by and Michael B. Jordan's not in the movie, it's because he chose not to be.
That's exactly.
That man is getting...
He likes to work, yep.
Yeah, and he's getting lots of it, too.
Yes, he is.
Let's see here. Oh, Rose Leslie is 36, a Scottish lass who plays May Lindell on The Good Fight.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. The great Tom Hiddleston is 42.
All right.
Loki in the MCU.
Of course.
He actually originally tried out for Thor.
Isn't that weird to think of that?
That's very weird.
That they did. I mean, we have spoken many times about how well they've casted all the Marvel stuff like that. Man, they knocked it out of the park with him.
Yeah,
with
they
Loki.
Really did.
He was perfect.
He is perfect. He's yep. so good at Loki that they make up a they made up a TV show essentially to be
just to get him on there. His character was basically gone, dead. But they're like, no, we got to keep him going. So they invented a TV show for him.
Yeah.
It's great.
Found a way to do it.
Yep.
And it's actually a really good show. It's yeah, a very exactly. well-written show.
Yes.
And Tom carries it. Like, he is one of those actors that has enough chops. He can carry a movie, a TV mm-hmm. show all on his own. Like, there's some other great actors in that TV
yes.
show. But
yep.
the second season will be coming out sometime this year.
That is correct. Looking forward to it.
Xia Zhang is 44. Amazing Asian beauty. Memoirs of a Geisha, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, mm-hmm. Rush Hour 2, House of Flying Daggers. I'm such a gigantic fan of that woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's so
good.
Darn talented. Incredible actor and martial artist.
Yes.
I would say Enter the Dragon is my favorite action movie of all time.
Okay.
But in the top five is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's such a good movie.
It's just so... a sneaky other good one, Hero. Hero is another yep. great one of those. It doesn't get talked about like the
right.
others, but my God, that's a good movie.
The cool thing about Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, it brought the Asian filmmaking
yeah.
to the United States. And since then, it's changed everything.
It really has.
Work with wires, work with all these kind of things. They didn't do that much before that.
There's few movies that I can remember what it was like when I first watched it at home on my small screen and everything and being blown away. And that's mm-hmm. one of those ones where I can literally remember being in my parents' basement at, you know, I think it was a senior or something like mm-hmm. that or whatever. And just being blown away by the visuals of that movie. One of my favorite people, let alone favorite comedic actors, Charlie Day is 47. He's Benny in the Legos movies. He is Dale in Horrible Bosses. But most of us know him as Charlie in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's an incredibly talented human being. Charlie actually is really, really good at plays multiple instruments, writes music, and is not a bad singer.
Mm-hmm.
He writes so much of the Always Sunny episodes. Him and Glenn Hawthorne have created other shows as well, like Mythic Quest, and write a lot on those.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so darn good. And Jason Sudeikis and Jason Bateman are kind of the big names in those Horrible Bosses movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anybody that doesn't come out of them and like, I love that Charlie guy. I like
yeah.
that Charlie guy. He's my favorite part of Always Sunny. He's such a great, he's such a fun actor. Travis Tritt is 60 today.
Oh, how about that?
A country superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Tritt is so big, you don't need me to ramble about him.
No, you like, don't.
He is that big of an artist. Happy birthday to Mr. Tritt.
Very good guitarist, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I wasn't going to... Yep. It should be mentioned. Really good guitar mm-hmm. player. Judith Light is 74.
Oh.
Who's the Boss and Transparent. Judith Light had a nice career.
She did. Wonderful.
Mia Farrow is 78.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
And a good one.
She was in, of course, Rosemary's Baby, probably mm-hmm. most famous for that one. What if you want a movie you don't want to watch of hers? Avalanche.
Oh.
Unless it's the
yeah.
Mystery Science Theater version.
Yes.
Then it's funny.
Yes, then it's funny.
But the movie itself is terrible.
Yeah. And speaking of terrible movies, oh, that's horrible. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
Joe Pesci is 80 years old today. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
We love Joe Pesci.
I love Joe Pesci.
Yes,
absolutely.
He's great.
Oh yeah. I'm a huge fan of Joe Pesci.
Mm-hmm.
Any time you needed an Italian wise guy, like you went to Joe Pesci. But also, but if he had been given the chance, as he has shown us in other movies, he can play other characters.
Yes,
you know, Italians.
Probably the Home Alone was probably famous because of the being one of the bad guys in that one. I think of a couple of when he did try to branch out, it didn't really work that much.
Yeah.
I have to say the one he did with Danny Glover, Gone Fishing,
yeah,
isn't bad.
No, it's not
bad. And that's pretty fun. It's him doing more comedy. So yeah.
It's interesting too because he kind of quietly retired
mm-hmm.
and just kind of faded away, and that's the way he wanted it
exactly.
to go and everything.
Yep.
Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro wanted him so badly in that movie that they did for Netflix, and
The Irishman.
They literally drove to his house and like had to wait for him to come out and greet them and everything. And, like, they sat on his porch. He wouldn't let him in their house. He's like, I'm not saying yes.
Yeah.
If I let you in the house, I'll say yes.
Yeah.
So they stuck on the porch, these three legends and everything, sitting there on the
That's
Joe
hilarious.
Pesci's house.
Yeah.
Finally, but they wouldn't leave until he would say yes,
oh,
though.
Oh, man.
So he finally said yes.
Yep.
happy 80th to one of the honestly one of the greater actors I think I've seen.
Yes.
I just don't think he gets the credit for it.
No.
You mentioned roles where it didn't go so well. It's not the greatest movie, I will say, but my favorite performance of Joe Pesci's is actually not Casino or Goodfellas, which are both legendary performances.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has a movie called With Honors. I believe you got a young Patrick Dempsey in it and everything.
Yeah.
He plays a homeless person.
Yes.
And he's so dang good in it. It's easily, I think, his best acting performance. And he's got a line in there. It's one of my favorite lines. I actually said this to Chuck the other day. You know what the greatest nation in the world is? Donation. It's a good line. It's a good line.
It's a great line. But I had forgotten about that, and you're right. That was the chance to people see him stretch.
Yeah.
And he did a very good job with that.
I thought his performance, again, not the greatest movie, but his performance.
Performance, yep.
I think you got a young Patrick Dempsey in there, too.
Yeah.
Some other good actors.
Yep.
And my mom's favorite artist of all time, Carole King, 81 years young today.
Ah.
Hall of Fame, amazing singer, songwriter. I Feel the Earth Move. You Got a Friend. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Will You Let Me Love You Tomorrow? The Locomotion. I can keep going, everybody, because Carole King's got more.
Tons of songs in her book there. Yeah.
It's nice when we have these artists, and it feels like is. In some ways, I think we could appreciate more. With all being said, feel like we've done a good job of appreciating Carole King while she's here.
Yes.
You know, and
I agree.
We don't do that enough with enough artists.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've done that pretty well with Carole King.
Think so.
Could always do a little bit better, maybe,
yeah.
Especially on her birthday. Go ahead and get some Feel the Earth Move in here or something. My mom loves Sweet Season. That's her go-to. That's a go-to for her.
Yep.
But I guarantee you that I have to stop by my folks today, check in on them, see my fur brother. Tapestry will be playing in the background.
Very cool.
I'm almost positive it will be. We will take a break, but we want to wish again a very happy birthday to Gina Lynn Heath.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Very happy anniversary to Robert and Linda Garski. Happy 38th, you two.
Yes, indeed. And congratulations.
Yeah, and you're our qualifiers today. And we're still waiting to hear from Milton Ham, everybody.
Milton!
Our January winner. Reach out to us, Milton. Give our office a call at 424-1300. You got one more day for this. Tomorrow, we are going to announce a new winner for January, though.
Yep, we're going to have to do that.
We've let it go a little bit long here,
yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and do that tomorrow. And tomorrow, Misty's will be back open.
Yeah.
So get on over there tomorrow. For now, you can take a listen to Melissa's news. And take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 8:41 on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're having a good start to your day out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and dive into this one. The 5 best Super Bowl plays of all time.
All right.
The website studyfinds.org put together a list of the 5 best plays. They're all pretty recent, but they also are pretty legit.
Okay.
So we're actually going to start at number 5 on this.
Okay? All right.
I'm going to go right down actually to the last Philadelphia Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Super Bowl 52, the Philly special. The second play on this list gives Patriot fans this one gives Patriot fans nightmares. While Eagles QB Nick Foles pretended to adjust the offensive line, rookie running back Corey Clement, Wisconsin's own, took a direct snap, then handed off to a third string tight end Trey Burton. Burton then threw to a wide open Nick Foles in the end zone. The Eagles ended up winning 41-33.
Wow. Insane. Awesome. What a play.
The cojones to take that call against Bill Belichick against just amazing. This
was
an amazing
awesome
play. I didn't believe it when I was watching it.
Yep. Respect,
I did not believe that what I was seeing. The only thing that was more shocking to me that they were doing it, that it worked. They pulled it off perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You could not have written that up, drawn it up in the sand more with your friends.
Yep.
Like, it was amazing.
That's
play.
Cool. That's great.
Next on the list at number 4, Kevin Dyson gets stopped at the 1-yard line in Super Bowl 34.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the earlier, even though it happened later in life, I was in my early 20s when this one happened. One of the earlier Super Bowls I remember of being one of the best games I've ever seen in my life of any sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
That game was awesome. With 6 seconds on the clock, the Rams were leading the Titans 23-16, but Tennessee had a 1st-and-10 at the Rams' 10-yard line, and Steve McNair hit receiver Dyson at the 5-yard line. But he was hit at the 3 by Rams linebacker Mike Jones, and he hit the ground with the ball just 1 yard short as time ran out.
That's about as close as you can get.
I don't... Yeah, I don't think we're going to get much close. I mean,
yeah.
We'll see how this list goes on and everything. I don't want to ruin the list or anything like that. But, okay, I don't see it on here. The Buffalo and Giants Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, Scott Norwood's miss. Yep.
I don't. That's not on this list, but that's about as close as you get between those two games.
As close as you can get. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember that Rams team being indestructible. We thought that they were going to go on and win two or three Super Bowls.
Yep.
And that one they barely win. And then of course the next year they get beat by New England and Tom Brady in his first Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they kind of just fall apart after that. And everything.
Exactly. And then leave.
Wow. Yeah. Good point. Number three on the list, Malcolm Butler's goal line interception, Super Bowl 49. We apologize to all Seattle Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
43 seconds left. The Seahawks are trailing the Patriots 28-24. The ball, they had the ball on the 1 yard line. And with only second and goal. Everyone expected them to hand it to the ball to, I believe, Hall of Fame running back Marshawn Lynch. So he could just muscle it in.
Yeah.
If not on that down, the next down. But at the very least, if you run the ball, you're going to keep the clock running, keep it out of Tom Brady's hands, and get it in.
Yep.
Of course, most of us know Russell Wilson tried to throw the pass to Ricardo Lockett. The ball was intercepted by Butler, clinching the win for New England.
Yeah.
And ruining the Super Bowl for the rest of us.
Exactly.
So it's so crazy to think about these things. So breaking in the sports world this morning, overnight really, Kevin Durant was traded to the Phoenix Suns, one of the greatest basketball players in the world.
Right.
You don't see big names like this traded very often or anything like that. It just happens. That trade would not have happened. The Kyrie Irving trade would not have happened. Steve Nash would not have lost his job if in the playoffs the year before, if Kevin Durant's foot, his big toe is not on the line and they nail that three-pointer and go on to beat Milwaukee and maybe go on to win the title.
Yep.
But if they get to the finals, at the very least, these players, all this is still around. Think of that. An inch. Changed the directory of the entire NBA of all these teams and these players and these franchises. These guys are uprooting their lives, moving to new cities, all this by an inch. Same type of situation with that. Russell Wilson gets his second Super Bowl if they get that ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
He stays in Seattle more than likely. Yeah. All these different trajectories. It's so crazy and so amazing how this happens with sports.
Yes.
An inch just changes things so much.
Absolutely.
Number two, Santonio Holmes, touchdown catch, Super Bowl 43. Steelers are trailing the Cardinals, 23-20, 43 seconds left. Ben Roethlisberger floats one into the end zone, and Holmes was able to bring it in. Both feet just barely in the shoe, the ballerina catch.
Yes. Definition of a circus catch, yeah.
And interesting, too, because I think that a falling out of bounds catch was made famous by Lynn Swann, a former Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Although I hate that Super Bowl because I was rooting for Larry Fitzgerald to get his Super Bowl. At the time, I thought it was the only way he might get into the Hall of Fame. I had my fear of Randall Cunningham. I had my fear of that. Because I thought if Randall wins a Super Bowl, okay, then he'll definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
He belongs in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. Am I biased? Yes, he was my favorite player growing up.
Yeah.
But Randall Cunningham not only changed the game, but had 2X. He retired from football. He was doing construction and things like that. He gets a call from Minnesota, goes and plays over there with two of the greats and Carter and Moss.
Yeah.
They deserved. I'm not a Minnesota fan, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting across from one. And Minnesota not only would have gone to the Super Bowl, would have won the Super Bowl over Denver.
It would have been Denver,
that year. I have no doubt in my mind they would have won that Super Bowl. We were robbed of a good Super Bowl all because of that.
I'm not going to say anything.
The most consistent kicker all year. But
anyway,
I think now Larry Fitzgerald's going to go into the Hall of Fame.
He will.
But
if there's justice, yes. Yeah.
At the time, I didn't think it was a guarantee. It was a lock. And number one on the list, the David Tyree helmet catch.
Of course.
Tom Brady and the Patriots were a little over a minute away from victory and clinching an undefeated 19-0 season. Nobody had the Giants. Not even New Yorkers had the Giants in this one. The Giants had the ball on third down with 5 yards to go. Eli Manning had to pull some serious Houdini moves to avoid getting sacked. I still don't know how he did it. Once he escaped the pressure, he launched a 32-yarder to Tyree, who controlled it all the way to the ground by holding it against his helmet with one hand. They don't mention this. I believe that was Tyree's first catch of the season, or his second, one or the other.
Yes. It was whatever it was very few. He'd not played much at all.
It's everything that a Super Bowl is made out to be when they're selling the game to you.
Exactly.
Hey, we don't know who could win. Hey, you don't know what can happen. Oh, come on. The Patriots are going to roll in this one and all that. You don't know. You got to watch.
You don't know.
Watch and find out. And here you are where it does.
Yep.
More times than not, the Super Bowl can be one-sided or can be boring.
Yeah.
But we get these games right here, these five.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Buffalo New Giants game. I mean, there's plenty of other good ones, too.
Yeah. Last year's Super Bowl was a good game.
Really good.
It was a really good one.
Even though I was rooting for Cincy in that one, I thought it was still a great one.
It's a great game.
And I got to say, I have a hard time. If we did our prop bets earlier. We have our pet of the week here. Oh, that's so exciting.
Announced themselves there.
To me, a great prop bet would be if it's a 3-point game at the end of it. Whoever's going to win, because I really, really believe this could be one of the best Super Bowls we've ever seen.
That would be nice.
We got two best teams, really. All year long, two teams were very dominant in their fields and all that, and such great players.
Yep.
Could be a really good one.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun and get you ready for our Pet of the Week coming up at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, coming up here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. WFHR, locally grown radio. All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. Nice job. Nice job. That's
either
a good
that
one.
Or Tommy Two-Tone.
Oh, geez, you're on this one. That's right.
It's either that or Tommy Two-Tone.
Right. So. Oh, yeah, you got to go with one or the other. I get it. Seth and James here with you, and that voice you hear over there is our Pet of the Week. We'll be talking with him or her, Madison. Is it him? Okay, I thought so. We'll be talking with him and Madison, our friends at the Southfield County Rec Center, very soon. Less than 10, 15 minutes away from that. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. A big shout out to the Collar Club, our sponsors this week. So I have to do this, especially with Madison and our new furry friend in here and everything. We're going to do, we've got a couple, we got one that ain't right story for you a little bit later.
All right.
But we'll get one in right now.
Okay.
And you'll see why I got to do this one.
All right.
Just so you know, if you break into a business and take something first, wrong, shouldn't do it, very bad. But maybe don't leave things to make it easier for the police officers and everything.
It stands to reason, right?
And unfortunately, we got to pick out our Florida friends. We say a good morning to all of our Florida listeners out there. We got a couple in Tampa, two in Miami that I know of. They love these bits. They get along with them and stuff. So a 20-year-old man in Florida named Lance Kurtz was arrested on Sunday after he broke into a gas station and stole dog food, antifreeze, cigarillos, and electric tobacco device. He was caught because he left his ATM card on the counter.
Wait, why did he have his ATM card out in the first place?
No word on if he left instructions to his house, MapQuest, like left it all out there for him. So here's a MapQuest for you, you know, guys. I just want to make this real easy for you. I will say, I think our officers deserve a break every once in a while.
Yeah,
a good laugh. Maybe they got one from this. I don't know. I love that he left his ATM card on the counter.
Yes.
I love that part. The police reminded him that breaking and entering is still a crime.
It's illegal.
They reminded him by putting handcuffs on him. For what it's worth, the guy's car caught fire that night, and that's where the officers connected with him to the connected him to the burglary.
Oh, man.
He was still on the side of the road. All the stuff was still in his car.
That was on fire. Oh, my gosh.
I don't feel like this is a real Ocean's 11 guy.
No.
This is a criminal mastermind.
No, not from the graduating class of MIT.
No, I don't believe we're going to have to worry about this guy taking over the world.
No.
This man.
You just see his ransom demands. Yes, I need a big bag of dog food.
I can't. This is my fault. I'm trying to use rationality with an irrational situation. But I cannot for the life of me understand how the ATM card came out of it. Like, why was that even brought out? Did he just, like, when he broke in, was it instinct to, like, oh, I got to pull my card out? Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? I don't need my card. And he just forgot?
Or he's going to hit the ATM, maybe. I don't know. While he was there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you got a point there.
He just forgot.
You know, I am here.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to come back later.
Yeah, right.
I might as well get this out of the way now.
Get some cash now, right? Was she gonna just take it from like the till? I don't know. It's, you know. Oh man,
That ain't right, man. That just ain't right. That is a wrong man right there.
Oh,
we have some Super Bowl quick hits to get to wrap up the hour. According to this year's Madden simulation, the Eagles will win the Super Bowl 31-17 over the Chiefs. Okay. Eagles QB Jalen Hurts will be the MVP.
Has that been accurate at all since they've been doing that?
I think they've been accurate like a couple of times on the winner.
Okay,
I don't think they've gotten close on the score. I got to double check on that one, though. I'm not 100%. Again, I would have preferred to be surprised, but I think a lot of people miss being surprised by the Super Bowl commercials. again, as we touched on earlier, the answers to all your questions are money, unfortunately.
Yep.
They're putting so much more money into these than they were when we were kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that they weren't putting $1 billion into them when we were kids either.
Right.
But now it's like, okay, I'm going to get my money's worth, not just the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm going to play this ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
So they're releasing these commercials sooner and sooner. Ben Stiller brings back a Derek Zoolander for a Pepsi Zero Sugar commercial.
Okay.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, of course, a fleet of the commercials this year. We've kind of come back completely from the pandemic now. Mm-hmm. The last thing that was remaining is people, you know, spending money on Super Bowl ads. We're back to that.
We're back to that now. I think they missed one in the bets. I think they should start taking the over-under on which company who has a big spot in the Super Bowl fails first.
Yeah.
FTX, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, what was the Pets.com back in the day?
The big one is the Pets.com.
Yeah.
That's the one that – not only does that one is the big one and the outlier, it's it's the one that hurts, I think, too, because everybody was rooting for them.
Yeah.
They not only were a fun business, but they had a great mascot, the little sock puppet and everything.
Gosh,
so that one, I think, was an outlier in part two because it can fail, and they were doing so well.
Yeah.
And they're betting on themselves, which is an American, something we always do as Americans and everything. It just didn't work out. But I think the better example is the other one you brought up there, the crypto.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year, you got to be brave, go into crypto and all that. Like, spoiler alert.
Now, every single person that appeared in one of those ads has egg on their face because of the...
And possibly a lawsuit coming their
way. That's
true. Which is really fascinating to me how that might develop. I don't think a lot of that will actually turn into actual lawsuits.
No.
Some of it will be settled out of court. Some of it that does go to a case, I don't know if they're actually going to be like found guilty of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that it could be even brought to courtroom.
Yeah, exactly.
That right there is a precedent setting.
Yeah.
And maybe get celebrities to actually think about the products that they're endorsing.
Especially the ones that should know better.
Yeah. Look, I'm an actor, and part of my job is advertising things and stuff and everything. But you never heard me talk about anything on the air at ad nauseum that I don't back, that I don't support, and I haven't done my homework on.
Right.
I don't think that's asking a lot. You know, look a little bit more into it, Matt Damon. You know, I mean.
Dump trunks of money, you know, I understand that, too.
Yeah,
but still.
That is tempting.
Yeah.
But still, you know, that money ain't going to mean anything if you lose it in a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So, the wife of San Francisco 49ers linebacker Fred Warner posted some TikToks giving NFL secrets she learned after meeting her husband. For instance, she can't even sleep with her husband the night before the game.
Oh.
They recommend players not sleep next to their significant others or their wives and all this stuff and everything. Yeah, you can miss me with that.
Like, okay.
I've been alone way too long, man. Like, if I actually had somebody or had a wife or something like that, no game, no $1 million is going to keep me from sleeping next to my wife. There's a lot of this in sports. They used to tell boxers this. And my dad used to joke about this when he was first training me. That's right. When he was first, you remember, when he was first training me as a boxer, he would tell me all these different things that boxers would do, shaving their armpits and things like this so they were more aerodynamic. And his first trainer in boxing told him, before a night before you go out there. They do this to hockey players, too, so you can have the strength in your legs. My dad, I believe, went 31 in 2 or 3 or 4, something like that in his career. And pretty much before every match... That man was Italian, okay? We'll just leave it at that. Didn't seem to affect his record. We will take a break right here, but when we come back, we got That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and we will start off our 9 o'clock hour with our fantastic friends at the South Oconee Humane Society and our Pet of the Week, all coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.